Because it was in the winter time, and the boy was cleaning the house up for the winter, mm-hmm. and all, and my aunt told him not to touch that button.
Yeah.
And he did it anyhow, unbeknownst to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I got cold, and yeah. I fell out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I fell out, mm-hmm. and my aunt called somebody, then asked them to help pick me up and put me in the bed, and he called my sister. Now this is real. Now I'm talking about her. I'm talking about her. And when my sister came, the doctor asked her, said, "Can you stand here and hear people holler
mm-hmm.
after touch them?" She said, "I can stand it if you can do it good."
Mm-hmm.
You say, "I'll stand it." So yes. She did, and he was a doctor that. That's all his practice was arthritis patients, because it's cold up there,
mm-hmm.
and they had to have a doctor that's taking up arthritis cases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I stayed there. And so the doctor asked me, when I got so I could talk, he asked me, he says, "Where is your home?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "My home is in Jacksonville, Florida."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Well, I'll have to send you back there."
Yeah.
Because you got something now that you'll never get rid of here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Now I have to send you back there."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll go back." And so my sister, I had the money saved up because I was a nurse and I got good money and I saved my money.
Mm-hmm.
And all. And so my sister told me, I told my sister when I got so that I could come, I told my landlord to go down to the bank and get me some money.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get it all. And I got a little bit there in the bank, you know, but I guess I can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But I ain't gonna worry about it. But he ain't got no money. And I told my sister to get two tickets, one for her and one for me,
mm-hmm.
and come back from Chicago to Jacksonville. You know, it costs good money to do that.
Yeah.
And so we did, mm-hmm. and we come on back here, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you've been out of Jacksonville 6 or 7 years, and then you spent the rest of the time here.
Yeah. That's before I when I left here. I went from here to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and I came back here.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then? Do you know?
Oh no, I wasn't so old. I don't know now, but I wasn't so old then. I was between my. I wasn't old enough to get social,
Social Security?
Social Security, but I got it after I was there.
Uh-huh.
I got it after I was there.
So were you maybe 40? Or?
I was must be around 40s or 50, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know exactly how old I was. Now,
yeah.
I did know then, but I don't know
mm-hmm.
how old I was, because I know when I first went there, I wasn't getting Social Security, but after I,
uh-huh.
When I come back here,
mm-hmm.
I was getting Social Security.
Oh, so you must have been about, let's see, you get Social Security at 65?
62.
62?
Mm-hmm.
So you must have been about 50-something?
50-something between, yeah, it must be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was old enough to get Social Security now.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell just how old I was.
Mm-hmm.
The government knew how old I was. He knew. But anyhow, I got Social Security when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first got it.
Uh-huh.
I got it, and it wasn't so much. I wasn't getting $100.
Mm-hmm.
The first check I get was $70-something. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow. Because I didn't have no husband,
mm-hmm.
nothing,
mm-hmm.
and my husband was dead.
Mm-hmm.
The husband I married then, because I had a.